Hi, my name is Frankie. Thank you for listening to Two My Mom. I never listen.
I love offense. So that means we got the top scorer in the Horizon League from Cleveland State, Mickey Perdue, on nothing but net. Mickey, thank you so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.
Hey, listen, you can fill it up now. I love it. You have an interesting way of scoring. You're a smaller guard, and you find ways downhill plus the three. Tell us a little bit about your scouting report so people will know what kind of player you are.
I mean, you kind of said it all. Scorer, of course. Shooter, driver, middies, all of that. But this year especially, I'm taking a lot more pride in my defense. Just getting better with that, getting tips and rips, and just trying to work both sides of the floor this year.
I love it. One of the top scorers at 20 points a game, top 15, but one of 20 that are averaging 20 points a game this year. So you're in an exclusive class on the offensive side of the ball. Tell us a little bit about your defense that you've been working on.
Really just containment, ball containment. Here at Cleveland State, we play a zone. That's more like a matchup zone, so you still have to contain, still one-on-one game. So just more of just cutting the ball, containing the ball, and making sure that my side of that zone, my side of that floor is just contained and nobody can get anything on that side.
Nobody's getting anything on your side of the floor. I like that. We have something in common that you don't know. I lived in Springfield, Ohio when I was working at Ohio State. I was driving to Columbus and my husband was driving to Dayton.
Mm-hmm.
And my oldest son graduated with a master's degree from Wittenberg.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's right by, that's like 2 minutes from my old house that I used to live in.
Yeah.
It's like 2 minutes. So,
what was it like growing up in the state of Ohio? Were you a Buckeye fan or did you have, the national championship belongs to the state of Ohio this year?
See, yeah, I was never really into football. My dad is. My dad likes Notre Dame, believe it or not. Ooh. So he was pretty upset last night. But, yeah, my sister actually goes to Ohio State. So I'm kind of just on both sides. Like, I'm just rooting for whoever.
Very cool. You guys have had a great start to your season. Cleveland State has always had a solid team in the Horizon, but it looks like this year you've got a better group of talented players, looks more connected. Tell us about why you've been able to win this year and why you're on the top of the standings in the Horizon League.
I would say our culture has to do with a lot of what's on the floor. Like, the off-the-floor stuff is just as important. We take a lot of pride in, like, leadership and, you know, trying to just make sure that we're connected off the floor so that we're connected on the floor, learning each other's strengths and weaknesses. And like I said before, not only am I taking pride in our defense, but the whole team is. We know that's what's going to win us games. Our offense is always going to be there. Our offense is always going to come, but it's our defense that's going to help us win the games. And especially these last two games, it's really clicked for us. I think it's starting to click now. We're just trying to take off from there and just really work on that defensive end of the floor.
With Mickey Perdue from Cleveland State, one of the top scorers in the country. Mickey, you have an interesting path, Division II to D1 at Toledo. Tell us about your Glenville State days, playing at a high level at D2, going to Toledo, and then doing your grad work at Cleveland State. Tell us about your basketball journey.
Yeah, so my first 2 years were actually at Toledo first. I redshirted my sophomore year, and it was, it was a nice school. I loved the coaches. I loved my teammates. Just not the right fit for me, and that's okay. So I decided to go to Glenville State. Loved Glenville. Loved the coaches. Loved my teammates. Loved the style of play. Just up and down, full court pressing for 40 minutes straight. I feel like that was, like, at the time, that was, like, something I really, really liked. Until I ended up transferring again. And I came here to Cleveland State for the last 2 years, and I really loved it here. The style of play is definitely different from what I've come from, but I think it fits my game too. Like, it's weird to say, like, I go from pressing that fits my game to this. But it really fits because it's not just your, like I said, it's not just your typical zone. Like it's moving, it's flying. Like it's not something you see every day. So it's been a good journey here. I love it here. I love the culture. I love just everything about it. Like fans, like I love my fans, love the supporters. And then Coach K recruited me. Every time I went in the transfer portal, he was there, like on my phone, like he wanted me. So that's really what pulled me and drove me here. Is just seeing how much confidence he had in me and how he's just been there since day one.
The landscape in college basketball has changed significantly since you started, right? You've had an opportunity to go from one place to another. I'm curious because my youngest son played D2 basketball also and had an incredible experience. I mean, it was just loved everything about it. Tell us a little bit about what you love mostly about the D2 experience and then what you love about the D1. And don't make it about basketball. Tell me about being a D2 versus D1.
Hey, that's a good question. D2, I'll say D2 was a lot like, I think it's the school that I went to. It was a really small school. So there at that school, all the athletes knew each other. We had these little houses that we lived in. It was like the basketball house, the football house. They were all like right next to each other. And I think that's D2, like everybody's just there to hoop or play football or whatever you're there to do. Like that's really all you're there to do. And obviously school, but it was just everybody was so close. Like every sport was just so close because we were really the only people there minus a few other 100 or 200 regular students. But it was a different experience there, but a good experience because I got to experience other sports and just the support of that. And D1's just a lot. It's a lot more, I don't want to say strict, but like, with school, you got to be on top of school. You have to be like you're here. You got to go here. You got to go there. Your schedule's a lot more hectic than it was at D2. But I like it here too. It's obviously a lot more supporters, a lot more fans at Division I, especially just going to a bigger school, especially a downtown city school. There's a lot more just people there to support the game. So, yeah.
I know that you have incredible instinct about the way you play. You can't score 20 points a game without knowing how to get a basket, right? Mm-hmm. So I know that part. Tell me about the film watching and the IQ that comes with what you do. And there's got to be a little bit of a difference in terms of preparation and scouting. There's just more resources at D1. What have you learned from your last couple of years? Because last year, you're the newcomer of the year in the Horizon League. So you went from maybe the middle of the scouting report to the top of the scouting report. So you have to look at the game and prepare a little differently. How have you done that?
I mean, it's kind of just not changing my game, but, you know, obviously just changing. I know that people's going to guard me a lot differently when you're at the top of the scouting report. Just a lot more pressure, a lot more deny, like you have to get open. So I think the biggest thing for me, especially these last few games, watching film is like how to get myself open in different ways, like coming off screens, like trying to do just maneuver around the whole defense. Because like I said, the pressure is a lot at times. But just, you know, trying to just work on moves to get open, like, because I need the ball. I'm point guard. I'm going to have the ball in my hands at times. So just trying to work ways to do that. But film really does help a lot. We watch a lot of film at Cleveland State. That's another difference between like my other schools. We watch a lot of film. Like sometimes we'll be in film for about 2.5 hours. Like that's probably what we'll do today, honestly. But
that's not a popcorn situation, is it?
Yeah, I'll have my coffee right there, a little snack on the side. But yeah, it's definitely different, but I really love it because, I mean, that's the best way to learn the game is watching the game. Like, that's how I learned growing up is just watching, like, WNBA, like, watching college girls, like, just watching the game because you can really see, like, what you need to fix, what you need to work on, like, just how they're defending you now, like, because every game it's something different. Like, they see you just dropped 20 points, so they're going to be like, all right, well, let's do everything.
Well, you dropped 30 twice this year, so yeah. You said 20. I'm saying dropping 30 on somebody.
Yeah.
All right. So, Mickey, let me ask you about this. Like, when you're watching film, younger players watch themselves. Mm. Older players watch film and see all 10 players. Mm-hmm. You know, when does that transformation happen for you? Like, when did you start, you know, trying to make it easier for your teammates and make it? Because as a point guard, you got a lot of responsibility.
Honestly, just starting this year, honestly, I just got into the point guard position this year. So, I mean, it's definitely a lot more to take on. Like you said, like, you have to know every position, like, even plays. Like, I have to be on plays, like, the five, you're here, four, you're here. So, like, it's definitely – it can be a lot, and I'm still learning. I'm still trying to trust the process. But, the film watching, I tend to watch everybody else and be like, hey, like, Sada, or hey, Macy, you're here. Like, you need to do this. Like, I see this because – like you said, the point guard can see the whole floor. Like, I see everything when I'm coming down the floor. So it's definitely something that I can do to help my teammates. It's just, hey, I seen this, and this needs to be fixed, or you're doing good at this, stuff like that.
All right, Mickey, so I want to ask you this because you mentioned the W. I know you pay attention to WNBA. Is there a particular player that you're modeling your game after or watching, or is there somebody that, you know, you take a piece of here, a piece of that, a little bit of this? And what do you think about the new Unrivaled? Have you watched that?
I've watched a little bit of it. I've seen, like, especially just clips. Like, I'm always on Twitter, so I see a bunch of Twitter clips of the games and highlights and stuff. I've seen that. But a player – I have a lot of players, but probably, honestly, I really like Caitlin Clark. Like, I love her game. Like, just – she could do it all. Like – right. She does it on the offensive end, and she's really been working on the defensive end, which is kind of what I'm doing, trying to get my game to. Like, the offense is going to be there. Now it's time to work on the defensive game. So, yeah, probably Caitlin Clark. I love her game.
Pretty cool. Well, as a point guard, do you like scoring in the first 10 seconds of the shot clock, or do you want the ball in the last 10?
Ooh, the last 10 is a lot of pressure. But I do like pressure situations, so probably the last 10. Because once it gets about under 11 on the shot clock, I know I got to go get it. It's time for me to rock. So, yeah.
You know what? I love your passion for the game, and I love how much you study the game. And I love this responsibility that you've taken on as a point guard this year. Cleveland State's in a good position with Mickey Purdue at the top of the floor running the stuff for your teammates. I'm glad that you had time for us for the podcast, and I really appreciate getting to know you, and I wish you the best. And, you know, right now your team sits right near the top of the standings. It's going to be a battle all the way to the end. What do you think is going to be the difference to finish it out?
Our defense. I'm going to keep saying it, and I'll continue to say it. Our defense is going to be what wins us a championship this year.
Mickey Purdue, the point guard at Cleveland State, you keep talking defense, and I'm going to keep telling you to shoot till your arm falls off. You're one of 20 players in the country right now averaging better than 20 points a game. Mickey Purdue from Cleveland State, thank you.
Thank you.